Well, let's check some high school sports first. In cross country last night, the Orient Maxburg Invitational. On the boys' side, Nottoway Valley won the team title with 30 points. Panorama, the runner-up. West Central Valley, Creston, and Earlham, the top five. Individually, a bunch of area runners in the top 10, as Cooper McDermott of Creston was the champ. Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley, the runner-up. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK placing third. Heath Downing of Nottoway Valley was fifth, followed by his teammate Nathan Vantiger in sixth and his other teammate Brayton Funk in seventh place as they loaded up the top 10. Also, Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley placed 10th, right behind Cale Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam, who ran ninth last night. On the girls' side, Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley was the individual champ. Jessica Beatty of Creston was second. Also in the top 10 was Emily Kopic of Exira EHK. She ran ninth last night. Creston was first with 59 points to win the title. Panorama was second. Exira EHK, West Central Valley, and Earlham, the top five teams in that meet. Not much volleyball around the region last night. In play locally, it was Glidden Ralston over Cam 3-0. West Central Valley beat I-35 2-0 also last night. Iowa State's freshman outside hitter Jess Shaven has been named the Big 12 Rookie of the Week. The conference made that announcement yesterday. The award marks her second conference Rookie of the Week award, making her the third Cyclone to win multiple Rookie of the Week honors, joining Jamie Straub and Andy Malloy. Shaven led the Iowa State offense in its sweep of Texas Tech on Saturday at Hilton Coliseum. The Defiance Iowa native recorded 12 kills, her ninth match this season with at least 10. .393 hitting percentage, and she was also strong on defense, posting a solo block and two block assists. For the season, Shaven leads the Cyclones and ranks sixth in the Big 12 with 3.36 kills per set at a .284 hitting percentage. She has steadily been improving on her blocking as well, now averaging .44 blocks per game. Well, a high school football poll out this week by the Associated Press. A bunch of schools are dotted through that poll this week. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling still is in front with Bettendorf and West Des Moines Valley rounding out the top three. In 3A, it's Pella, West Delaware, and Cedar Rapids Xavier, the top three. Also, Dallas Center Grimes checks in at number 5, and Harlan also up a spot this week. They're in at number 7 in the poll. In Class 2A, Albia, Spirit Lake, and South Tama are the top three rated teams. In Class 1A, it's Iowa City, Regina, Dyke, New Hartford, and Hinton, the top three. Underwood is up a spot to fifth, and Panorama stays put at number 7 this week's poll. And in Class A, Algona Garrigan is number 1. BGM is second. Logan Magnolia moves up to third this week. Also in the Class A poll, Audubon stays put at number 7 in this week's poll. In the 8-man poll, it's Newell Fonda on top this week with Fremont Mills number 2. Glidden Ralston is ranked 3rd. Exira EHK checks in at number 6, while Lennox is at number 9 in this week's 8-man poll. Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb were productive as the Green Bay Packers stayed undefeated this season. Rodgers threw 3 of his 5 touchdown passes to Cobb while the Packers were building a 38-14 lead by the fourth quarter in a 38-28 win over the visiting Kansas City Chiefs in a game heard here on KJAN last night. Rodgers was 24 of 35 for 333 yards. He still hasn't thrown an interception in a regular season game at Lambeau Field since December 12th of 2012. Cobb finished with 7 receptions for 91 yards, while James Jones grabbed 7 passes for 139 yards and a touchdown for the 3-0 Packers. Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles had 3 rushing touchdowns, but rolled up just 49 yards on 11 carries. Alex Smith was 24 of 40 for 290 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception as the Chiefs dropped to 1-2 on the season. Elsewhere in football news, the Steelers have announced that Ben Roethlisberger is out indefinitely with a sprained medial collateral ligament in his left knee. There is no timetable for his return, leaving Michael Vick to start Thursday night against winless Baltimore. Roethlisberger left in the third quarter of Sunday's win over St. Louis after his knee bent awkwardly while getting sacked by Rams safety Mark Barron. Vick completed 5 of 6 passes for 38 yards after Roethlisberger's departure. The Carolina Panthers say they've acquired veteran defensive end Jared Allen from the Chicago Bears for a future late-round draft pick pending a physical. The Panthers made the move after their top pass rusher, Charles Johnson, went down with a hamstring injury in Sunday's win over the New Orleans Saints. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says Johnson will not play Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, the Big 12 conference play has now arrived. Six of the league's 10 teams are still undefeated, though that number will quickly be trimmed by at least two. On the first Saturday with a full slate of five conference games, there are two matchups of undefeated teams coming up Saturday. Number 23 West Virginia plays at number 15 Oklahoma this weekend, while Kansas State will go to number 20 Oklahoma State, which opened conference play with a win at Texas on Saturday. Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops said Monday that things have worked out so far for the Sooners, including a win at Tennessee. The other undefeated teams are defending co-champions TCU and Baylor. Iowa State will open conference play facing Kansas on Saturday. Well, Matt Carpenter raced home to break a scoreless tie in the ninth inning when two Pittsburgh outfielders mishandled John Jay's single, and Mark Reynolds followed that with a two-run homer to lift the banged-up St. Louis Cardinals to a 3-0 win Monday night. The Cards saw their magic number to clinch a third straight National League Central title drop to two after getting to Pittsburgh closer Mark Melancon. St. Louis can clinch with a victory at Pittsburgh tonight. We'll have that game for you this evening here on KJAN. In other National League action, Washington beat Cincinnati 5-1. San Francisco down the L.A. Dodgers in 12 innings, 3-2. Chris D'Onofrio hit a pinch-hit home run leading off the bottom of the 11th inning to give the Chicago Cubs a 1-0 victory over the Kansas City Royals Monday night. D'Onofrio hit the first pitch from reliever Miguel Almonte into the left field bleachers for the Cubs' major league leading 13th walk-off victory of the season. That was D'Onofrio's third homer of the season. Fernando Rodney pitched a scoreless top of the 11th to pick up the victory. In American League action last night, Boston beat the Yankees 5-1, Toronto over Baltimore 4-3, Minnesota topping Cleveland 4-2, Detroit beat Texas 7-4, the Angels over Oakland 5-4, Houston beat Seattle 3-2. Also in baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals rookie Stephen Piscotty was carted off the field after a violent outfield collision with teammate Peter Borges in the seventh inning of last night's win in Pittsburgh. Piscotty lay motionless on the grass in left center field for several minutes before he was strapped to a backboard. The team says that Piscotty has a bruise on his head and he was taken to a hospital for observation. The Nationals have suspended Jonathan Papelbon for four games without pay after his dugout fight with Bryce Harper on Sunday. That decision means Papelbon's season is over, since the closer also dropped the appeal of his three-game suspension for throwing at Baltimore's Manny Machado last week. Nats manager Matt Williams said he ordered Harper to sit out Monday's game, although the right fielder said Sunday that he was scheduled to have the day off. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.